I'm Pastor Brent Oakland. I recognize many faces here, so it is good to see you once again. Thank you for coming back over and over to track four. And some of you, I was talking to one person, this is fifth time in track four, so thank you for your faithfulness in that. One of my goals, one of my desires, one of my passions is to continue to develop the heart. And so when I come across passages I love that are on the heart, I love to teach about them, love to develop them. I hadn't seen Psalm 16 before as much as I have before, and I came across it, and it echoed all of the themes about the heart that we have talked about up to this point. Track one, if I ask you this, why do you do what you do? What is your answer? Because you want what you want. If you took track two, then we talked about becoming what you worship. And we also talked about the heart of a man who struggled from Psalm 73. I don't know if you remember that, but that was one of my favorite psalms as well. And then track three, we talked about, let's see if you can get this answer. Okay, because you like little lemmings go along with me when I say, why do you do what you do? And you say, because we want what we want. But if I ask you, why do we want what we want so badly? I taught you in track three, if you remember it. Why do we want what we want so badly? Because of, I heard some of the words, you're all kind of in the right ballpark. Because we basically are deceived and doubting already. That was the exposition of Genesis 3. We believe something will satisfy us, so it's a belief system. I want what I want because what I believe will be good for me, and I can believe lies or I can believe the truth. If I believe lies, and I'm going to want those things that are bad for me. So I want what I want so badly because of what I believe is good for me, and I can believe lies, deceit like Adam and Eve, or I can believe the truth. Now, with all that in mind, this psalm is like the opposite of Psalm 73. Psalm 73 was the heart of a man who struggled. In Psalm 16, you're going to see a pure heart. This is going to be a beautiful example of a pure heart. There is not a struggle with idolatry here. So we're going to look at Psalm 16 from this perspective in regard to this is the kind of heart we want to grow into. And we're also going to see what fills that heart. How do I begin to change my desires as well? So what is it that captivates my heart so that my desires are changed? Let me start with a little illustration, however. One of my favorite musicals is Disney's Broadway musical called Newsies. Anybody seen that? If Star Wars had a musical, that would probably be my favorite musical. Can just imagine that, huh? So the Broadway version, there was a film produced of the Broadway version in 2017, so you don't have to go to New York City to see Newsies. In the musical, the main character, Jack Kelly, spends his days in New York City selling newspapers under the oppressive child labor laws at the turn of the 20th century, so around the 1900s. So Jack Kelly is fed up with the grit and the grime and the oppression of the big city. He dreams about leaving New York City to a town out west that is brand spanking new. Does anybody remember what town he longs for? Santa Fe, and he even sings about it. There Jack Kelly is. Here's some of the lyrics from the song he sings about Santa Fe. He says, they say folks is dying to get here, and he's in New York City right now. Me, I'm dying to get away to a little town out west that's spanking new. And while I ain't never been there, I can see it clear as day. He's having to take this by faith because he's never been there. If you want, I bet you could see it too. Close your eyes, come with me where it's clean and green and pretty. And they went and made a city out of clay. Why, the minute that you get there, folks will walk right up and say, welcome home, son, welcome home to Santa Fe. Very tempting right now while we're here in the winter wonderland of Lafayette, Indiana. Part of the tension in the movie is the constant pull of Jack's heart to run away to Santa Fe as he's facing the struggles in the cold, hard city of New York City. In the end, however, the movie, the child labor practices are exposed, the Newsies get a fair deal, but the question remains, will Jack Kelly stay in the grit and grime of New York City, or will a Santa Fe captivate his heart and take him away? Does anybody remember what compels him to stay? What captivates his heart over against the beauty of Santa Fe? Does anybody remember? It's a young man that, so if it's a young man, what is the only thing that can captivate his heart? A girl. So the girl. Jack Kelly stayed in New York City because of a girl. And in the same tune as Santa Fe, he sings, "Don't take much to be a dreamer. All you have to do is close your eyes. But some made-up world is all you ever see. Now my eyes are finally open, and my dreams, they're average size. But they don't mean much if I ain't got yo." So something has replaced his desire for Santa Fe. What changed Jack Kelly's heart's desires from chasing his dreams of Santa Fe was something greater, a greater desire, a greater delight, and in this case, a relationship. That musical is inspirational on a number of levels. If you haven't seen it, it's a good, wholesome musical. I encourage you to go see it. But it does nail the theme of what changes the heart. One desire was supplanted and overcome by another desire, that of love. And I submit to you, we see that dynamic regularly in other realms or relationships. As most of my ministry here at Faith Church, I have been involved in ministering to college students. And there would be occasions where I would see like a college student who is enamored with video games or sports and athletics, and then all of a sudden he becomes a little bit more engaged and he's serving around here or he's doing some things that I didn't expect him to be doing. And I began to mention these things to my wife, and here was the inevitable answer that we got. What is the answer? There was a girl who's also serving, and he wants to be around her. So the desire for entertainment was supplanted by another desire for a relationship. So we've seen that. And in addictions, how does addictions work? So I get the desire for a certain pleasure or a certain high, and ultimately that desire is supplanted by a higher, more intense pleasure as well. So we see this dynamic going on. That was, as Thomas Chalmers says, the expulsive power of a new affection. And we're going to see that dynamic in Psalm 16. If Psalm 73 was a picture of the heart of man who was struggling, Psalm 16 is the exact opposite, and I want you to see it along with me. It's a picture of a pure heart and what captivates it. Let me set up Psalm 16 for you for just a moment. Psalm 16 gives us a very clear picture of what a pure heart is and mentions what it is not, and it gives us what a heart looks like that is poised to handle the greatest trials in life as well. So this is the example heart, the model hearts. And as we go through the text, I'm going to draw your attention to the terminology that you already know about what the heart is. You're going to see something. You're going to see the inner man going on here. The heart is all about the inner man. And you're going to see it's all about delights also, what we treasure in our hearts. So look at Psalm chapter 16. This is in your notes. Verse 1, here is what the psalm says. "Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord," and there is a translation interpretation issue here. This is not actually first person. It is not "I said to the Lord," but they had to make a translation interpretation here. And I think in the Hebrew, as I've studied the Hebrew, the psalmist is actually talking to his soul. So it's actually a second person feminine verb, say soul, and soul is a feminine word. Soul, I'm commanding you to say to the Lord. So he's talking in the second person here to his own soul. This is an inner man dialogue here. Inner man, say to the Lord, "You are my Lord, and I have no good beside you." No good beside you. Say the word delight. Delight. Say that. Delights. "As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my," say the word delight. light. Verse 4, the sorrow